The death of actor and writer Spalding Gray was confirmed yesterday after his body was recovered from New York's East River on Sunday. 2 months ago, Gray disappeared, and his family had feared he might have taken his own life. Gray was most famous for a 1987 movie based on his monologue, Swimming to Cambodia. Gray wrote and performed 19 monologues and appeared in numerous movies and television shows. The image of Spalding Gray that most likely comes to mind is a man in a flannel shirt on a stage, sitting behind a desk and talking. His confessional, funny, and disarming storytelling, along with minimalist presentation, were groundbreaking and inspired a new generation of performers.
There wasn't such a thing until Spalding and his really cool collaborators came up with this way of him performing his own stories.
Writer Josh Kornbluth was a fan and later a friend of Gray. Kornbluth starred in the 2001 movie Haiku Tunnel, based on his own autobiographical monologue. When he first saw Gray perform in the early 1980s, it changed his life.
I was just so struck by how beautiful and funny it was, and by the intimacy that Spalding had with his audience, and just by everything about it, that I was in my 20s, and I went, I want to do that.
That intimacy with the audience was based at least in part on Gray's raw emotional honesty. But weaved throughout even the darkest of Gray's work was a lighter side. In a 1999 interview with NPR, Gray explained his kind of humor.
I've never been a fan of jokes or stand-up. I think of myself as a humorist. I never laugh, or I rarely laugh. The children make me laugh occasionally. But when my audience is laughing, they're laughing for me. It completes a relationship there. And the laughter is not based around set-up and deliver jokes, but based around more a sliding humor, which is juxtaposing the sad, the poignant, and the funny, all like life.
Spalding Gray has been described as a troubled soul. He suffered for years from anxiety and depression. After a head-on car accident in 2001, Gray found his depression even harder to bear. In recent years, he had nearly acted on suicidal urges, and he was haunted by the suicide of his mother, a subject he addressed in his work, It's a Slippery Slope.
Now, my mother, when I say crazy, it was classic. She was tearing her hair out, crying out to Jesus, singing Christian Science hymns out of tune. I wasn't crying out to Jesus, but I was crying out in a kind of involuntary way. I would just get so anxious when I was walking in the streets of New York, I couldn't hold it down and go, oh, hey, oh God, help me. I can't go. No one would notice that. I mean, it was in New York City. No one really noticed it or paid attention to it. I can remember going out one night, letting out with a yelp, wow, just a scream, and people echoing it all the way down the street. You know, my mom did that once in a supermarket in Rhode Island, and they put her in a straitjacket and gave her shock treatments. If she lived in New York City, she'd still be alive today.
On the day he disappeared, Gray took his children to see the movie Big Fish. Later he went out alone and called to say he would be home soon. The call was made from the ferry terminal. He had threatened to jump from that ferry in the past. Gray's wife, Kathleen Russo, says a memorial service will be held in a few months. Spalding Gray was 62 years old.